You may remember Karen Ann Quinlan. She lived in a hospital in New Jersey in a persistent vegetative state. Her father many years ago fought to have her respirator removed. After much media attention and much court action, he won. And Karen Ann Quinlan lived longer than people had predicted, respirator or not. But Karen Ann Quinlan is more than just a memorable life from the Right to Die movement. Her story offers proof that some people would rather die than live when machines do the breathing and feeding. And I mean proof in a legal sense. That's because when you research PVS cases and read about family members who want to stop the living, or better put for some, restart the dying, Karen Ann Quinlan and Nancy Cruzan and Terry Schiavo and their medical conditions have led to discussions among loved ones, discussions about what they themselves might want in a medical sense, should life knock the wind from them. And those most private discussions sometimes are later recounted in the very public setting of a courtroom if tragedy strikes. What did the person who no longer has cerebral function say years ago about Karen Ann Quinlan's machine-led life? If they said they didn't want to live like her, that's relevant evidence in a court of law. Take the story of Marcia Gray, a woman from Rhode Island who, the court said, was thoughtful and bright until tragedy struck and a blood vessel ruptured in her brain. Her family went to court to ask that they be permitted to remove her feeding tube. The judge ultimately agreed with the family, and part of his decision replayed the conversations Mrs. Gray had had about a young woman she never knew who lived in a hospital bed in New Jersey. Mrs. Gray, her family said she wouldn't want to live like that. There are other cases and conversations given varying weight by the courts. A woman from New York who said she'd never want to live like Karen Ann Quinlan. A young woman in Kentucky who found Ms. Quinlan's life situation abhorrent. A Catholic brother who didn't want to be kept alive on a respirator like Ms. Quinlan. The cases report that Nancy Cruzan herself allegedly had a somewhat serious conversation with a housemate about her wishes regarding life support. Even Karen Ann Quinlan may have expressed a distaste for extending life when there appeared to be no hope for real living. Today, a nation no longer wonders what will become of a middle-aged woman in Florida, once hooked up to a feeding tube in a hospice center. But her name and the story of her life will likely be heard in courtrooms around the nation for many years to come, as witnesses recall their own loved ones' reactions to her tragic situation, whether Terry Schiavo wished death for herself or not. I'm Amy Guida.